You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Mr. Connor Green is producing and taking your calls. I'll be with you for 4 big hours until 1 a.m. I have 2 good guests coming up with for you. 11 p.m., John Harper from SNY going to join me. We'll talk Mets and Yankees, and coming up at 12:20, a little training camp. We'll go camping with Ryan Dunleavy from The Post on Giants and Jets and the start of camp. What are we learning so far? What's best? What is still concerning? All of that coming up. If you have any questions for my guests that you want me to ask them, hit me up on Twitter, on X, at L. Rubinson, and I will pick a question. All right. Going to lead off, obviously, with baseball, with the Yankees and the Mets. And the theme of the show tonight is it has come to this. It has come to this. And I'll just toss off a question right now to start the show. This was proposed by one of, actually, my followers on Twitter. And his question was, and I'll ask you all, which team would you rather be right now, the Yankees and the Mets? Who's in worse shape? Who's in better shape? Whose shoes would you rather be in? Whose cleats would you rather be in? As a team, as an organization right now, with what they have on the field, with the situation, with how they've been playing, with the managers they have, with the coaching staffs they have, who would you rather? Who would you rather be right now, Yankees or the Mets, this season? 888-808-1019. All right. It has come to this. It has come to this that here we are now, and Derek Jeter and A-Rod are ripping the Yankees. Like, they're going on national TV and ripping the Yankees. It has come to this. It has come to this that I sit here on, usually, on a Sunday, and most weekends, most Sundays, I come on the air here, and I truly feel like it is a privilege. It is a privilege that I sit there and spend my day watching sports. I watch the Yankees. I watch the Mets in a about a month or so, I will spend my Sundays watching the Giants and the Jets. I will hope that there will be playoff postseason baseball in October. And then I'll have to juggle all four teams somehow on a Sunday. And that is such a good problem to have and a joy for me. And I don't take it for granted that I get to sit there and watch sports, oftentimes for anywhere from 4 to 8 hours of relevant sports from our local teams on a Sunday, and then come on the air here and spend 4 hours talking to you good people. And the joy and the pleasure of it is that you call in, you call that number, or you hit me up on Twitter, and you toss in your comments, your questions, your opinions, and we mix it up, and we spend the time, and we keep each other company. And that is, it's a joy for me. But it has come to this, that today, I think it's the first time I've felt this way, where I felt like both the Yankees and the Mets wasted my time. Today, watching baseball was a job. The weather was beautiful. I would have liked to have gone outside. Midway through both of these baseball games, I could tell this was going to be an utter waste of my time. I'm curious. You all were not being paid to watch those games. You all didn't have a job you had to do later that night, tonight, and come on the air here. And you all should always expect that if I'm coming on the air to talk to you, I will have watched 100% that day's games. I often watch most of the other games, too. But for sure, that day's games, how could I come on the air and not have watched them? And yes, have there been seasons over the past, I mean, I've been doing this for 18 years, on the air here at WFAN. So have there been times where Fred Wilpon and the, remember, meaningful games in September, where the Mets were not playing meaningful games in September, and where I was sitting there being like, oh, for the love of Pete, I gotta watch this baseball game. But you know what? Generally speaking, the Yankees are always good. They may disappoint their fans, they may not win a World Series, but they're always good. And so at least one of the two teams in September, I was watching meaningful, interesting baseball games. And lately, I have been spoiled. Both teams good. The Mets, the Steve Cohen Mets, generally relevant, interesting, smart, strategic. And both teams, we lauded. Little golf clap there. We lauded and applauded their deadlines. David Stearns and Brian Cashman, good for them, went out, did not everything we wanted at the deadline. Both teams could have used a starting pitcher. But both teams got better, and surely they got better in the bullpen. And with all those feel-good vibes, I spent the last few weeks talking about, what about the trade deadline? Hey, the trade deadline. We get to the trade deadline. Incredibly exciting. Both teams bulk up on bullpens. And that should be, usually when your front office invests at the trade deadline, generally speaking, that is like a shot of adrenaline to a baseball team. Teams ride those vibes, that goodwill, those feelings, and it propels them ahead to a push in August and September. And where it goes ultimately, and do you win a World Series? Do you advance far in the postseason? We don't know. But my goodness, for most of this year, we were taking a postseason for granted. For both the Yankees and the Mets. There was a time in the not, you don't have to have a great memory to remember back a few months ago. We thought the Yankees and the Mets were two of the best teams in all of baseball. And here we are. Today, it was a job to watch those teams. I was looking out the window longingly at the people who were doing stuff on a Sunday in New York. And spending hour after hour watching the slop on my television. It has come to this, forced to watch that they put forward there. And so which team would you rather be? Yankees or the Mets right now? Who is more flawed? I'll tell you, feel free, convince me either way, or try to. I'll tell you right now, I still think I don't feel wonderful, but I feel better about the Mets than I do about the Yankees. The Mets starting pitching is a major concern. And if the Mets are going to fulfill their goal of getting to a World Series, winning a World Series, then they're going to somehow do that without dominant starting pitching. And David Stearns, we applaud him when he does well, but he took a chance this season, and he went with a bulk approach to starting pitching. And the biggest mistake he made was on display today. And this is not a second guess. I think with most people, this was a first guess. Frankie Montas. You know, re-signing Sean Manaea. Sometimes things are bad luck. You didn't really expect it. Aaron Judge having his elbow bother him and having to go on the injured list and missing, you know, hopefully Judge was taking, by the way, batting practice today and projected to be back on Sunday for the Yankees. So obviously that's a huge help for them to get Aaron Judge back. But when Judge goes down, that's bad luck. These things happen. It's baseball, it's sports. But Frankie Montas having an injury issue and then coming back and not being particularly good is not bad luck. That's not just the, you know, the vagaries, the whims, the ups and downs of starting pitching. These things happen. That's not that. Frankie Montas, it was predictable based on what we've seen out of him the last few years that you don't know what you're going to get. And David Stearns thought, based on what he saw after Montas got traded last season to the Brewers, that there was something there that he could unlock and that there was value in there with this guy. And here we are, and he is now, Montas, started 7 games this season. And in 4 of those 7 games, he has given up 4 runs or more. Given up at least four runs in 4 of the 7 games. You can't win with that. And the Mets starting rotation, since June 13th, which is really when the Mets season went from being the best team in baseball to whatever this is that they've been doing, since June 13th, and that was when you had Senga being injured and the injuries to the Mets starting rotation starting to rack up and all that. Since then, the Mets are averaging, I think the number is 4.61 innings per start. 4.61 innings per start. So well under 5. And what does that do to your bullpen? As great as the bullpen is now, if every night, except for David Peterson, you are getting a short start, at some point that bullpen just becomes overused, overworked, exhausted. So that's the problem for the Mets. They're getting no length at all from their starters. Now, the upside, you want to be positive. You want to look at the bright side. You want to feel better. Here's what you can believe in. One, David Peterson has been very reliable, and he gives them length. Two, Sean Manaea is working his way back, coming back from the injured list. And when you saw the pitcher he was just last season, he was the ace of the staff in the second half of the year. And the stuff and what we're seeing from Sean Manaea looks to be just as good as last year. So now it's just a matter of building him back up and you hope, you know, you worry with the elbow and all that sort of stuff, but you hope that Minaya will be the guy he was last year. So if you want to have some hope and some belief for the Mets, if you can have now Peterson and you can have now Minaya, all right, that's two out of the five you can say to yourself. Okay. Senga, I don't know at this point. He was great at the beginning of the year. Since he's come off the IL, something's going on, but he has not been good lately. And now you have Montas, who at this point feels like he is not. It's not a competitive start. Most of the time, it's not a competitive, not enough length, but also getting you, you know, putting you so far into a hole that it's a virtual guaranteed loss. And so with Montas, you know, I ask, what should the Mets do? I posed this question on X on Twitter. What should the Mets do with him? I think at this point, you have to call up one of the kids. If David Stearns did not go out there and did not get another starting pitcher at the deadline, which I think the Mets needed, if he didn't go do that, he was waiting for some magical, wonderful person to show off. Show up, maybe, you know, Sandy Alcantara or somebody who he thought, okay, is going to pitch game one or game two of a postseason series. Well, that's great, and that didn't end up being available or traded. But I think he needed somebody. And since they didn't make that trade, then the message they're sending is that somebody is in the minor leagues right now. And whether that is Nolan McClain or Brandon Sproat, one of those two young players needs to be called up and replace Frankie Montas in the rotation. Make Montas a...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One or two inning, yeah. Make him a couple of inning reliever. Now the problem is you have other problems in the starting rotation as well. But I think they're going to have to turn to the kids. So that's the Mets and their problems. And then there's the top four. Every time, you know, the Mets, you feel like that top four, fab four starts to get going, then they have a setback and sputter. And Juan Soto right now feels like really struggling. Mets need the... You know, for a while we were saying it's the bottom of the lineup. They're getting nothing out of the bottom of the lineup. You know what? They're getting enough out of the bottom of the lineup. Francisco Alvarez, since he's been called back, has actually been terrific. Mark Vientos has an 11-game hitting streak. He's hitting now. Mauricio gives you competitive at-bats. The bottom of the lineup is fine. And now with Cedric Mullins, the bottom of the lineup is fine. The problem for the Mets is that 1 through 4 have to deliver. And deliver consistently. They have to be stars. Those four players are stars. They have to be stars and play that way. for the Mets to go where they need to go. That's what happened last year, and we'll see what happens now. But that's where I am with the Mets. The Yankees got swept by the Marlins, who admittedly are playing really good baseball, but goodness gracious. The Yankees are a third-place team, and right now, if I made you, absolutely forced you to put a bet down that was, you know, an important amount of money for you and said to you, are the Yankees going to make the postseason? Forget, like, are the Yankees going to win the division? Forget what wild card, you know, are they going to be the first or second wild card? Right now, the Yankees are about to play the Rangers. And if the Yankees don't get their act together quickly, the Yankees could find themselves on the outside looking in the playoff picture. You know, right now they're a half game up on the Mariners. The Mariners, who traded for a couple of very big bats at the trade deadline and have outstanding pitching. And the Texas Rangers are only two games back of the Mariners. So two and a half back of the Yankees. Yankees are about to face the Mariners. You know what? Now's not the time to get swept. Turn around and get swept by the Rangers. You could be on the outside looking in of the playoff picture within days. So if I made you put a bet down, Yankees, in or out of the postseason, what would you say? And if I said to you, you get to make one change, what would it be? I have a change in mind. What would you do to fix the Yankees? 888-808-1019. We've got Richie and Peter and Louie and Robbie and Linda and Bobby. I see you. We'll be right back with your calls.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.